السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. الله أكبر. الله give us all توفيق to always be connected to Hajj and to be connected to the Kaaba. If this Salah and starting our Salah, let's connect our frequency, heart to be connected to Allah, direction towards Baytullah. Connect the frequency to see it. Allahu Akbar, the takbir, pronouncing Allah's name with the full mouth. Allahu Akbar, experiencing, feeling the love of Allah, the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also in our deen, there's something that we should envy the haji, and we imitate the haji as much as possible, alhamdulillah. And there are deeds we can do. When far off, we can get some rewards that can connect us to Hajj. Like there's an interesting report in Sahih Bukhari by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. The impoverished came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The well off have taken great status and the bliss of Akhirah. They pray like we pray, Salah, the fast. But they have an extra privilege where they perform Hajj, Umrah, strive for Allah, give charity. And this Hajj is also mentioned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I notify you of something? When you carry this practice out, you will catch up with those who supersede you. And those who don't do the same can never catch up with you. And you would be better than those among you as far as deeds are concerned. We should never think actually that we're better than anybody just because of status, color, race, language. You know, this hadith is saying you'll be better in deeds because these deeds are jackpots. Jackpot is nothing. This is even more. Unless they do the same. So Sahaba were very intrigued by this, motivated by the virtue of this action. Subhanallah. How interesting is the virtue? It should motivate us to do and increase and aspire to get more and to do more. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tasbihat tusabbihun," proclaim Allah's purity, perfection, and praise Allah and glorify His greatness after every salah 33 times. Subhanallah. So this hadith is 33 each, or 33 subhanallah, 33 alhamdulillah, 34 Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. In Nasa'i, by Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the well-off have taken great rewards. Yahujjoon wa la nahujj. They can repeatedly go for Hajj. We cannot. They strive for Allah, taking deen far and wide, and in battle, and we sometimes cannot afford. And so many other good deeds, like charity and so forth and so forth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala adullukum ala shay. Shall I not notify you of something? If you carry it out, in akhathtum bihi, you would become better. You would win the race of good deeds of the Akhirah. جِئْتُمْ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ مَا يَجِئُ بِهِ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ. You would bring in the afterlife greater rewards than others. So Sahaba were interested. And Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you recite takbir, Allahu Akbar, 34 times. تَسْبِيح تُسَبِّحُهُ Subhanallah, proclaiming Allah's purity. Allah is free from every blemish. Allah is perfect. وَتَحْمَدُوا And you attribute all greatness to Allah. Praise Him profusely. Thank Him abundantly. تَحْمَدُوهُ 33 times after every salah. So subhanallah, how amazing. How virtuous, meritorious is this deed. Another very beautiful amal where we can get rewards, great thawabs. Similar, not exactly obviously, but to imitate and get some rewards connected to Hajj. In Sunan Abi Dawood, from the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man tatahara fi bayti. He who performs wudu correctly in his home and then goes to the masjid to fulfill his fard prayer, li ada'i salat al-maktuba. So as he is going to the masjid after performing wudu at home, فَأَجْرُهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ الْحَاجِّ الْمُحْرِمِ. His thawab will be like one who's on Hajj in Ihram. وَمَنْ خَرَجَ لِصَلَاتِ الضُّحَى. And the one who goes to the masjid to perform the charged prayer, duha, subhanAllah, كَانَ لَهُ مثل أجر المعتمر. How meritorious. Now, duha is approximately 9 and afterwards up till zawal. What a meritorious prayer. It is appreciating the 360 joints Allah gave us. And the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explicitly mentioned that this is the amount of joints and limbs. And scientists even shock when they analyzed the joints of a person. They found it to be exactly as the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And this salah actually is making shukr for every one of these limbs. So one is for duha, the chashd, we also get the reward of shukr for the limbs and umrah, and for the ishraq. And ishraq is approximately 15 minutes after sunrise. This hadith is also in Tirmidhi. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who performs those raka'at at ishraq, فَلَهُ أَجْرُ حَجَّةٍ وَعُمْرَةٍ. One gets the reward of a hajj and a umrah. Tamma. Subhanallah. Complete. What an opportunity Allah has given us. Allah help us. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah quotes the Sahaba to say, walking or going to the Eid on Yawm al-Fitr, one gets the reward of umrah. And on adha, one gets the reward of hajj in thawab. Obviously, Hajj comes with so many other blessings and bounties and rewards. But this is to motivate us, and one gets great rewards, inshallah. Hasan Basri rahimahullah said, when you walk to fulfill the need of another, that is even greater than Hajj after Hajj, subhanallah. As we learn about Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah, as he was en route to Hajj, and he saw a young girl having some meat from a little bird that had died, so she was cutting from there, and this moved his heart, and he mentioned to her. So she said, uncle, this is not allowed for you, but for me it is, indicating to her situation at home. So he followed her, and when he got to her home, he found out that this family had a father and he was murdered, and they lost everything. What they had was usurped. He was so emotioned by that. Whatever he had saved for his Hajj, he left it all with them, keeping just a little to get back home. Subhanallah. And that year, when the Hujjaj returned, they greeted him, thanking him for him serving them and helping them and teaching them in Hajj. So he said to them, but I wasn't there. So they actually said, but what are you saying? Don't say that. You were there. We saw you. You helped us. So stop fooling around. And that night, he was very confused because so many people mentioned that they saw him there. And he sees this beautiful dream where Allah tells him that you sacrificed what you loved most, which was to go for Hajj, to uplift a family. Allah sent an angel looking just like you to perform a full, complete Hajj with all the etiquettes and the adab and the requirements so that you may get the full reward and thawab. Subhanallah. Allah give us all tawfiq to serve humanity, to do what is right, to seize these opportunities of merit and good deeds and thawab in the afterlife. Because really, this is the real currency. Whatever we have of this world, we're going to leave behind. But whatever we accumulate from the thawab of the afterlife is indeed really ours. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ